I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News. A vacant lot in downtown Keokuk was transformed into a park over the weekend. High school students built a large, easily visible letter K with landscaping timbers and blocks. They added some chairs and tables and potted plants for decoration. And tomorrow, the park will be torn down and the lot will become vacant again. It's part of a movement called Build a Better Block. The Dallas-based group Better Block Foundation helps communities reimagine and redesign themselves. Colin Amos is Better Block's project manager. He met with community leaders in Keokuk to discuss building a better block. Amos says the movement started in 2010 when a small group of people worked to transform what he describes as an underutilized neighborhood in Dallas. Amos says they wanted to imagine new uses for streets and buildings that were falling into disrepair.
So we decided to do pop-up installations to show the potential of spaces. We put in pop-up shops, bike lanes, cafe seating, brought out street trees, and invited all the community members and the city council and city staff out to say, look at what this block could be like if these changes were made permanent. Everybody came out and realized, like, this is a better way for this block to run rather than wide streets, empty buildings, parking lots. And so in short order, all of these things were eventually made permanent, and it's become one of the most successful blocks in our neighborhood. And since then, that movement and that idea of community-built projects that show the potential of space has kind of taken off, and we've worked all around the country and all around the world doing these types of projects and events.
Amos and several members of the Better Block Foundation visited Keokuk for a few days this year. They focused on ways to better utilize vacant lots and empty buildings.
Many of the communities around the country are kind of facing the same thing, right? You get these main streets that have had their streets overbuilt. You have buildings that are kind of falling into disrepair because of lack of disinvestment. A lot of times you see a community that's kind of moved out of the downtown into other areas, but everybody kind of wants the same thing. Everybody wants a place to hang out and go linger, and they want this vibrant, active street life. And so talking through the ways and how to actually take the community assets and put them in action and put them back into the downtown.
Amos says a challenge for Keokuk is that the city's Main Street corridor is set along a state highway. He says that means the city will have to work with the State Department of Transportation before it can make any changes to traffic patterns or lane usage.
We've run into that from time to time, and it depends on who you're engaging with. Talking to the DOT, just laying out exactly what your plan is, and just being as transparent as possible with showing what you're doing is temporary. Everything we're doing with the Better Block Project is temporary to show the potential of spaces. Everything we do doesn't always work. And if it doesn't work, you can take it down and say, that's not something you pursue. But if it does work, this is something that you should try and change long term. So those temporary ideas allow you to make more radical changes over a short term basis and see how they would work long term. So communicating that to the DOT, saying that this is a temporary project that can show the potential of space is really important.
Keokuk has created two pop-up meeting spaces in vacant lots this year. One is the temporary park currently open at 6th and Main. The other was created last spring at the corner of 7th and Main. It featured seating, lighting, and a large mural. Amos says the city could eventually move beyond parks and showcase pop-up businesses. He says they offer more reasons for someone to explore a neighborhood and could help a budding entrepreneur get started.
There's so many people in the community that kind of have a business idea, but the barrier of entry is too high. And so that's what we try to do with Better Blocks. So we find these local community members and say, like, I've heard you've wanted to open a coffee shop. Well, we're going to put you in touch with the property owner. We'll providing the insurance and everything for the duration of the event. We'll assist you with like doing a little bit of a build out, whether it's providing furniture and things like that. And then you can test this idea. And if it works, then maybe this is something that you would want to pursue as a full-time established shop. And in that case, we can connect you with some more like local resources, some property owners. And so all of those resources in the community exist. It's just about making the connections and lowering the barrier of entry for people to try out these new ideas.
It almost sounds like, too, the idea with the Build a Better Block is to show local governments and local leaders, hey, you know what, these could be opportunities, but your laws actually get in the way of that. Does that lead to then changing of the laws? Are you seeing these communities saying, we really like that, we're going to address these laws to make up for it?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things that one of the largest impacts that the first Better Block had was they did like a code study in Dallas, and we found that it was $1,000 in permitting to put merchandise on the sidewalk. You couldn't have awnings. You couldn't, if you wanted to put cafe seating, it was some ridiculous formula of $1,000 times 85% times market value, something and absurd. And then even they had one ordinance from 1941 that says it's illegal for crowds to gather on the sidewalk. And if you want to kill street life, that's how you do it. So by breaking all of those laws over the course of a weekend, they showed the city council that these are the things that are holding this stretch back. And in short order, the city council was like, this is a better way for these things, this block to operate. And all the fees got reduced from $1,000 to $100. The ordinance for gathering on the sidewalk was removed. And it really changed the block. And you had businesses put out cafe seating and put out merchandise. And the block has become much more lively because of it. And with the changing of the codes, had a big effect on that.
Colin Amos is the project manager for the Better Block Foundation, an urban design organization based in Dallas. He spent time in Keokuk working with local leaders interested in building a better block.